Yesterday, we talked about a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving, how a thankful person is more emotionally stable, a thankful person has less physical ailments, and a thankful person has better relationships. I believe God is calling us up higher. You know, we need to have a checkup from the neck up. Also, I want to talk about behaviors. I talked about thankfulness yesterday. Today, I want to talk for a few moments about the blame syndrome. We know in the Garden of Eden, we know that Eve was deceived. She tempted Adam, and he willfully sinned. God came looking for Adam and Eve in the garden. Adam, where are you? And they hid themselves because they were naked and ashamed and put fig leaves on themselves. When God confronted Adam and Eve, the first thing they did, Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. And it's been going on ever since. People do not want to take responsibility for their life or their actions. James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Notice it says, confess your faults. A lot of people don't like to do that. Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another. And I believe in confessing our faults, in other words, taking responsibility for our actions. There are marriages. I know I've counseled many marriages over the years, and one of the main problems is one person thinks they're always right, and they're always blaming their actions. If they do wrong, they blame the other person for why they did wrong. We've got to take responsibility and quit pointing the finger and saying, it's not my fault. Or you made me do this, or you tempted me to do this, or I would have a better life if it wasn't for my parents, or I would be closer to God if I had a different church, or I would not be so angry if all of these things hadn't happened to me. We've got to look on the inside and confess. Did you know we cannot be forgiven of sins unless we confess our sins to the Lord? After we're born again, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody falls short of the glory of God. And we have a promise from 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A lot of times we just say, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. Or forgive me, Lord, for that. Or, Lord, if I've sinned or if I've done anything wrong, forgive me. And He says, you've got to confess what you did to Him. Lord, I told a lie here. I called in sick and I wasn't sick. I sinned against you. Father, I ask you to forgive me and I repent of it now. Or I was hateful to this individual, or I was not right with my husband or wife or children, and I will confess it to them and I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. Instead of pointing the blame, taking responsibility, confessing your faults one to another, you'll have a better life. You will be able to go to sleep. One reason why so many people are miserable is because they know they have debts they haven't paid, things they've done wrong, and they haven't gotten forgiveness of. We'll be back tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.